Yeah, Philip Semper, PhD surgeon here. Today's date is 02/24/2022. The dictation is for Mr. Juan Marino. Marino spells M-O-R-E-N-O. Juan spells J-U-A-N. Date of birth is 09/03/1992. This is a 29-year-old gentleman here with right great toe pain, period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 7 days and it's gotten worse in the last two. Denies trauma. Says he has a history of ingrown toenail. And the symptoms are similar. He said this time the pain is on the medial surface. Said he had an episode several months ago on the lateral surface of his great toe, period. Described pain as sharp, rated pain 6 out of 10, increased with shoe and touch, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergy were reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraph, review systems. Patient denies chills, myalgia, nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. He denies body aches, period. He denies increased temperature, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert oriented and mild distress. He has antalgic gait, right antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. O2 sat is 98% of room air. Blood pressure is 120 over 68. Pulse 61. Respiration 16. Temperature 97.9, period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion, no rigidity. Next paragraph. Respiratory, no respiratory distress, no use of accessory muscles, no coughing. No paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen, none understood, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph. Right great toe. On the lateral surface, there is edema, localized erythema, pus discharge is present. The lateral surface of the nail is growing into the surrounding soft tissue. There is tenderness to palpation. He's neurovascularly intact with cap refill less than 2 seconds, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is acute onychocryptosis. Assessment number three is toe pain. Number three is cellulitis, right great toe, period. Next paragraph. Procedure. Patient was explained the need for a partial nail excision to remove the nail from the surrounding tissue. He was educated on the entire procedure. He was educated on the possible outcomes, including negative outcomes, period, such as infection, recurrence. Patient says he understands and give verbal consent for me to proceed. Next paragraph, toe was soaked in warm water mixed with betadine for approximately 15 to 20 minutes, after which she was moved onto the bed. Various grade 2 again was cleaned with betadine and alcohol. Next paragraph, correction, next line. The site was then anesthetized using a digital block of his great toe with normal correction with lidocaine without epinephrine, approximately 3 to 4 millimeters. Patient was left in the room for another 30 minutes or so the medication can work. Then simple test was done to ensure the toe was well anesthetized. At this time, sensation was significantly reduced. His toe was draped with a sterile forceps was used. The lateral surface of the toe was gripped, and with a medial circular motion, the nail that's embedded into the skin was removed and cut away from the remaining viable nail. Next line. Patient tolerate procedure well. There was very minimal bleeding, which was controlled by direct pressure. Next line, triple antibiotic was used on the excision site. Next line, 2x2 was then used over the triple antibodies and supplied to the site, then secured with CoBand. Patient was advised to come back to the clinic in 2 or 3 days for re-evaluation. He will be sent home with the following medication, Septra DS 800/160 mg. He will take 1 POBID for 7 days, number 14. Next medication, Toradol, 10 milligrams tabs. He will take 1 PO daily for 10 days. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.